You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money at
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Bob Archer from Pinnacle joins us now. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing well, thanks, Alistair. Hope all's well with you.
Good to see you. Yeah, it's been interesting to see the latest results from Pinnacle or from the El Potrero project. You've been doing some channel sampling inside the old adits at the workings there. Tell us a little bit about what you've been finding.
Yeah, certainly. Well, you know, we wasted no time getting going on the project because, as you'll recall, we just closed the deal on this at the end of February. And the guys got in there within a week or so. And we've got a team of guys working on the surface, mapping, sampling, tracing the vein out along surface. And, they've mapped it out and sampled along about 1,600 meters so far. And at the same time, we had another crew working underground. We had some mining contractors go in first to make everything secure and safe for everyone to work underground. And so that was the first thing that we needed to do. And then the geologists followed up mapping, sampling, surveying underground, starting with the Pinos Cuates mine, which is the middle of the three historic mines that we have there on the property. And collectively, they make up about 500 meters of strike length on the vein system. And at Pinos Cuates, there are two levels. The lower level looks like it was probably the main haulage level, and the mineralization is predominantly in the upper level from what we're seeing, and that's where the best grades were coming from. And so the guys were taking channel samples across the roof, the ceiling, or the back, as we call it in the mining industry, of the tunnels, of the adits, and then the channels, they're individually about, say, half a meter, about 50 centimeters or so in length. And then they would just be taken end to end, much as you would sample drill core. And then we can average out the composite channels. And so, we were getting individual sample results up to 37.3 grams gold and 346 grams silver on individual samples, and collectively, composite channels better than 19 grams gold and 266 grams silver over 4.1 meters. So, there's good widths, very high grades, better grades than we were expecting, quite honestly. So we're very encouraged to see that. And it's looking like the mineralization within that upper level is at least 35 meters end to end along that tunnel. So it gives us a bit of an indication as to the size of that ore shoot. And we don't know yet the vertical extent, but that will come through diamond drilling and further mine development down the road. But we're off to a great start. And the guys are move have moved on to the mine to the southeast called Dos de Mayo, and they're more than halfway through sampling that one now as well.
So I believe you're going down to the project yourself in a few days' time, Bob. Tell us what you hope to achieve when you're visiting and what it will mean for the future next steps of the company.
Yeah, so I'm going in there with a consultant who specializes in building plants, and so he'll assess the plant that's there and give us a complete review of what we have, what kind of shape he thinks it's in, what's likely to work, what's not, what needs to be replaced or rebuilt. The plant has sat idle for 35 years, so we know at the very least all the electrical work is is all going to need to be replaced. It will need some new equipment like pumps and crushers and some new balls and liners for the ball mills and that sort of thing. So, we have a sort of a general idea of what's going to be required. But we'll get a much more detailed assessment from this visit. And, that will include an estimate of time and cost, to get the plant back up and running again, and what our various options might be. And, that will also include taking a look at the actual process that was used, because it was essentially crushing, grinding, and vat leach and Merrill-Crowe were the main components of that process to produce a gold and silver precipitate. And so, we will also be looking to do some metallurgical work to determine if that, if that's still the best way to proceed, and what sort of recoveries we might get, and that sort of thing. So we'll be able to start the process of building a flow sheet and work through all of that. The other key aspect of this trip is that we're taking in a consultant that would focus on the permitting side of things. And so he'll be able to examine the site, and through discussions with the plant consultant and myself, also determine what permits are going to be required to get everything back up and running, and then timelines for those permits, what work needs to be done, baseline studies, anything like that. And again, what the costs are likely to be, for all of that as well. So a lot of these things can be done in parallel, working on all of those things at the same time, including the sampling, mapping, sampling that's ongoing. We are able to move this project forward fairly quickly. It should be a very interesting and informative trip. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So you've got the plant that you've just mentioned. You've got some very attractive looking ore. With a project like this, though, it's really about the quality of the ore rather than the quantity. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's not a huge plant, but the grade is very, very good. And if we can achieve better than 90% recoveries on gold and silver on this, then we should be able to keep our unit costs quite low. And with current metal prices, our margin on a project like this should be quite high. And the way we've structured this deal is that as soon as we put this into production, that milestone gains us a 50% interest in the project. And then we can increase that 50 to 70 and then to 90% and 100% over the following 2 to 3 years. So you know, we can, and you know, we should be able to do that out of cash flow from the project rather than a lot of dilutive financings. So it's, we're still focused on trying to fast track this to production and trying to build the company that way.
So you talk about fast track to production, Bob. What's your aspirational timeline for actually getting into production?
Well, the physical work that we need to do, I think we can, you know, we can accomplish all of that within a 2 year time frame. You know, rebuilding the plant, rehabilitating the underground workings, and we'll have to build a camp there, obviously. You know, all of that work can be done within a reasonable time frame. The biggest wild card at the moment is just the permitting and you know, what the government's capacity is and how long you know, they'll take to process any applications. You know, I'm hoping that this upcoming trip and discussions with the permitting consultant, you know, through his recent experience, that will shed a bit of light on that. The fact that it's a relatively small operation, it's underground, so it has a smaller footprint, and it's already a disturbed site. There's a plant on site, and you know, a bit of a camp, and the underground workings, and the roads, and so on. So it's not a virgin, pristine location, and I think all of that, plus the fact that both the Topia District and Durango State are all very supportive of mining. You know, those are all positive features. So I'm at this point, I'm optimistic that we might be able to get our permits within a 2 to 3 year time frame. So that's, we're sort of right now looking at potentially 2027 sometime.
So, bearing in mind what you've just been telling us, Bob, what sort of news flow can investors look forward to as we move into the second half of the year?
Well, to date, you know, it's only been a little over 3 months that we've had the project, and you know, we're getting some great results. So those will continue to flow as results come out from the underground and the surface sampling. That's a, you know, that's a process that will be going on for a few months yet. We do intend to fly a LIDAR survey on the property later in the summer. Sometime in the fall, I believe, you know, we should be able to start diamond drilling. And so then there'll obviously be news from that. And then, you know, all these other parallel work programs, you know, like the permitting and the camp reconstruction, the plant refurbishment, you know, all of those sorts of things can all be done in parallel. And so, you know, we can keep people updated, and we'll keep people updated as to our progress on all of those fronts. So I think we should be able to have a fairly substantial news flow as we proceed with all of that work.
And finally, Bob, you're quite well plugged into the local community there at El Potrero, aren't you? Tell us a little bit about how that all fits together.
Well, we're off to a good start there too, in the sense that you know, we've rented a place in the local village, you know, fixed it up for our teams, and so right away we're sort of integrating ourselves into that small village. It's, you know, it's only a few hundred people, and we're hiring the locals to do the clearing of the plant and the roads, and helping out with the sampling and so on. So we're providing jobs for the local people, which are very much needed and appreciated. So that's all great as far as developing those relationships. And you know, we, our guys are able to build on the positive relationship that you know, my previous company, Great Panther, had in the Topia mining district. And you know, the Great Panther still has a good reputation, even though the mine is now owned by another company. You know, there's Yeah, there's a lot of positives that have come out of that. And Topia is a great spot for supplies, services, skilled labor. A lot of mining contractors there. There's the airstrip, hotel, all that sort of thing. So it's a great place to base out of, and it's only 30 kilometers on the road from Topia around to El Patruro. So I think we're off to a good start as far as the communities and our ESG is concerned.
Well, we look forward to watching you make progress over the coming year and into the 2026 season as well. Thanks very much for joining us today, Bob.
Thanks very much, Alistair. Enjoy the summer.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.